Now, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Marathon Turkey Thanksgiving. Seven after the hour, Good Day program featuring the news of the day, the events of the day, a conversation intelligent most of the time. Remembering, let's not be carried away here. Doug Steffen, good way for you to have a direction in your conversation. Sterling information. Jennifer Horn is here. Kenny is not, but he has left us with the story of a man in Seattle who was arrested because he was suspected of stealing a toilet tank. Seattle police.
Times are tough, aren't they?
Well, apparently. It was a from a bathroom at a Subway sandwich shop. The man went into the shop with his family. After placing an order, he entered the restroom, remained inside after his wife knocked on the door, asking why he was taking so long. Then she just left without him. When the man eventually emerged from the bathroom, he exited the store in possession of a large plastic garbage bag. An employee who later entered the bathroom discovered the toilet tank was missing. In addition, the bathroom sink was stuffed full of paper towels and still running. Subway workers valued the stolen property at $550. I want to know what toilet, kind of a toilet tank, costs $550. You ever replace a toilet in your house?
Yes, actually.
And how much did you spend for that toilet?
I don't think it was $550.
Sure it wasn't. How much was it, though? Do you remember?
Gosh, maybe what, like $75, $100?
Yeah, you can buy them all day long. All day long you can buy these things at Home Depot or plumbing supply places.
I want to know about the wife here, though.
No.
Forget about how much the toilet costs. What kind of wife accompanies her husband to Subway, and then he goes to the bathroom, and she gets upset and, like, I mean, she just left him?
Yeah.
Did she know what he was doing?
I don't have the answer to that, my dear.
I mean, would you ever, with your significant other, leave an establishment when they were still in the bathroom?
Depending on who the significant other was, I might leave her in the bathroom, but no. I'm talking about going over the significant others I've been with over the course of my life. That's another story for another day. Meanwhile, the Nigerian terror leader has stated he wants this, and I want it now, and if you don't do it, we're going to do bad things to these schoolgirls. The leader of this extremist group, and do you think, by the way, that we should continue to refer to it as an Islamic terrorist group or just a terrorist group?
It's descriptive, so
would we call it a Christian terrorist group? Would you call it a Catholic? Would you call it a Jewish terrorist group?
I mean, here's why you kind of have to call it an Islamic group at this point, because of those videos. And if you saw them yesterday, all the girls that are dressed in their Muslim garb saying Islamic prayers. So I think in this case, yes, you do say Islamic.
You do. All right. I think you put pieces of this together and you come up with a pretty extreme situation. I haven't done this right yet, and this shows ignorance on the part of Americans who seem not to be able to want to pronounce these names, or at least that's been the approach that the people who can pronounce these names. It was like yesterday when I was talking to Dora Torres and that lady about the whatever kind of meningitis.
Meningococcal meningitis.
Yeah, that's close.
What's that?
Abu Baker Shekau says nearly 300 abducted schoolgirls will not be seen again until and unless the government frees the fighters that belong to this group, Boko Haram, or it's a move.
Boko Haram, I think.
Yeah, it's not, but that's the same. I'm trying it a funny. His group has had members arrested. He wants them back. If you give me mine, I'll give you yours, basically. So what ought we to do in this circumstance? 888-302-3684. It's hard not to be involved in this.
Hard not to. Flying missions over them now, so.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like what they're doing on 24. By the way, we know what happened to Morris and the child.
Oh, we do now? Good. Yes, I put it on DVR because I had to sleep last night.
Yeah, okay. you will find out by watching 24 this week what happened to Chloe's husband.
There's a hole in the story for me.
Well, they figured that out.
They heard you,
and then they modified the script so that you now know what happened to Chloe's husband.
Alive?
No.
Oh,
888-302-36, and that's why she went where she went, because they found out, well, if I give you the information, then you'll spoil it. I don't want to have that much of a spoiler alert, but those who did not see 24 last night, if you watch it on DVR or however you get it, you will find out at the end of the hour, you'll know at the end of the hour what happened to Chloe's husband and her child, and why she joined this group. Several different explanations as to why that happened and why she and... Under the circumstances, it really was very touching to see she and Jack bond as they did. 888, but the usual twists and turns and who's involved. Man, I'll tell you, the usual stuff. 888-302-3684, email to Doug and or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Jennifer's going to monitor our social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. In a moment, we're going to we're going to change our direction. The Ukraine situation, the vote over the weekend, is Russia going to annex these areas? Stephen Bucci joins us in just a moment here on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
888-302-DOUG, 16 after the hour. If you have a queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling after you've eaten, all natural Gutsy Chewies will bring you from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. More info for you at GutsyProducts.com. The essence of the Ukrainian situation updated. The leader of the pro-Russian separatist People's Republic of Donetsk. Is that how you pronounce it, Jennifer? D-O-N-E-T. Why am I asking you? I should ask Stephen Bucci, who's with us. Now, Stephen, is this the right way of pronouncing this community, D-O-N-E-T-S-K, Donetsk?
Yeah, that's fine. That's a good English version of it.
Translation. Okay, so what are they looking for here? Is there anything different? Have we got the same thing going on, or is there something different that's emerged after these sort of quasi-elections of the weekend?
Well, keep in mind, this is a little different than what happened in the Crimea a few weeks ago. The Russians had military bases. The people are vast majority Russian speakers. This group, there's much less of that level of majority. There are a lot of Russian speakers, you know, non-Ukrainian speakers, but not as much as the Crimea. So the people who are running these illegal elections and are making all the noise, say they want to separate from the Ukraine and probably want to join the Russian Federation, but that's not really the majority of folks in the area.
All right. So you say they're illegal. The elections are illegal. You use the term illegal. How is this different than, I think in our own minds, we think of our separatist movement from the United Kingdom when we sort of decided, okay, America's going to be a country of its own. We want to go our own way. We declared our independence. How is, and we voted on it. So how is this situation in Ukraine any different than what we went through?
Frankly, I mean, if you want to look at it in the bigger historical sweep, it's not any different. Every revolution technically is illegal in the minds of the government that it's attempting to overthrow.
Yeah.
In this case, I think the difference may be it's a very, very small group of people. And since our revolution, we've kind of come to a position in the world where we really prefer, that every little city and province not decide to break off and do its own thing, because it makes it a little tough to maintain any sort of stability in the world if every time somebody gets kicked at the government above them, they split whatever entity it is into little bitty pieces.
Well, under the circumstances, does it not seem that the Russians sort of orchestrated this, and that they would use this if the vote is certified or not? People have spoken, and the annexation of these two areas would be fairly easy, or at least it would seem to the world community something justifiable on the part of Putin.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Russians, at the very least, are after neutralizing the government in Kiev so that they're not allowed, or it's just not practical for them to have any sort of connection with the West. And these little bites they keep taking are, if we let him get away with it, he'll keep taking bites.
Who are we? We, if you're saying we the international community, or are you saying we America?
We the international community, but specifically the Western Europeans and the United States. We need to stand up to him. I'm not saying we need to go to war over this. Don't misinterpret me. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of steps we could be taking or could have taken up to this point that would be a little stronger stance than what we've done. And we need to keep in mind that Putin is an old-fashioned realist. At least that's the way he's been playing it now, where power is the issue. And if he feels he has the power to do what he wants to do, either openly or, on the sly, as he's been doing, then he'll do it. And until someone convinces him it's not in his interest to go forward anymore.
Yeah. We have 30 seconds. The old president versus the new president. Who is legit?
In the Ukraine?
In Ukraine, yeah. I wasn't talking about America, no. I was talking about Ukraine.
We recognized the new guy. We felt the people had risen up and thrown out the old one who was so pro-Putin. But Putin's position is, no, the old guy is still legitimate, and what we are supporting is illegitimate. Mm-hmm. So this is a situation where, by international law, we believe this guy is right. But keep in mind that the Ukrainian political spectrum, none of them are Thomas Jefferson and George Washington.
No, they're far from that. Right. It's not like America, but yet it is kind of a little like America. All right, Stephen, thank you. Stephen Bucci, a former Special Forces officer, Pentagon official with an overview of an area he's quite familiar with. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Song on the Good Day program called Bad Day. Number one song during this week in 2006 belonged to Daniel Powder. Jennifer, what do you remember about him? Is this a one-hit wonder
deal? Monster hit, yeah.
This was a big hit, yeah. Yeah.
But I think he was actually a part of, another group. Am I right, Michael?
Another popular group?
Yes. Singing group? Something Garden. Oh, my gosh.
Tea Garden. Savage?
Savage Garden. Thank you. Yeah. I think he was one half of Savage Garden.
Really? What a horrible name. So he sings songs about bad days, and he belonged to a group called Savage Garden?
Group? I think so.
Wow.
Don't hold me to that.
But
I might be making stuff up again.
Really? Now. You wouldn't do that, would you? Okay, let's change the course of...
Daniel Jones, you said?
Daniel Powder.
Yeah, I made that up. Part of that.
Do you remember that woman whose last name was Powder?
Yeah, Susan. I do remember her, yes.
Yeah.
She was the weight loss guru with the
right,
short
that was
hair.
It. Yeah, that was it. Okay, I know. We remember she had her moment of fame. Let's see who we can make famous here from the late night shows. From a bad day, we go to a good day, depending on whether you think these folks are funny or not. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and then a couple of things from David Letterman.
I like this guy here. He stood up for me, and then he started to sit down, and he caught my eye and went through. I like to get in trouble. This isn't The View. We don't punish people who don't stand.
Right.
I want to spread that rumor. If you don't stand on The View, they zap you.
A little going away gift for Barbara.
Yeah,
a rumor.
Stand for Barbara, zap.
Some international news here this Thursday is the deadline for Iran to meet a series of measures to delay its nuclear program. Yeah. Then Iran said, you mean deadline, or sign up for Obamacare deadline? Because that thing had extensions, it was like a long deadline. I mean, that thing had more extensions than the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, put on ESPN, you know what I'm saying? Can I get the what? No, okay. But
how about this weather, ladies and gentlemen? 81 and cloudy, like Donald Sterling. I think you all know this one. Now, Donald Sterling is the NBA's first openly bigoted owner. Donald Sterling did an interview with Anderson Cooper, our friend Anderson Cooper from CNN.
Yes.
And during the interview, he explained to him that he's been meeting with his legal team, and he has finally decided that he's sorry. Took him about 2 weeks.
I'm not sure how to feel about this. An Iowa distillery
is now trying to raise pigs who will be bred to taste like whiskey. So if you like bacon and you like whiskey, get back to rehab, Rob Ford.
All right. I didn't think that was funny. I didn't think much of that. I didn't think Fallon was funny. I didn't think any of them were really funny.
Oh, a little funny. Come on, Dougie.
Funny. Here's David Letterman, who was on The View as a guest yesterday with a laugh about both his retirement and Barbara Wawa's retirement.
If you're like me, I'm sick and tired of people coming up to me and saying, oh, you're retiring. What are you going to do?
Me too. So what do you say?
Well, I forget that I'm retiring. That's the problem. And so I don't have a good answer. And I just say, yeah, I'm me too. And I keep moving.
I'm in the same place.
But now I think I made a terrible mistake. I don't feel like retiring now.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I got to find something to do.
What do you
Any
want?
Openings here?
And there are.
Yes, there are. That'd be interesting. All right, but both of them so self-absorbed. That's what I get out of listening to that. Is it something you're really interested in? Are you interested in Barbara Walters retiring and David Letterman retiring? Or would you just like to see Donald Sterling retire? 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Gara LaMarche. Coming right up, we'll add botched execution in Oklahoma. Change attitudes and policies toward the death penalty.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and LaMarche. Will that horrific botched execution of a murderer in Oklahoma change attitudes and policies on the death penalty in this country? Should it?
Yeah, it's a horrific event. It will probably be an event that will hasten the already significant trend, which a lot of us have been working on for a long time, against the death penalty in the United States. In the last 10 or 15 years, that's mostly been driven by the issue of innocence, by science that shows that people have been exonerated. 7 states have had moratoria. A lot of states that use the death penalty are using it less frequently. We still have a very long way to go. This Oklahoma tragedy, by the way, also has, I'm sorry to say, a political dimension.
Yes, it's not a matter of religion, it's a matter of morality and hypocrisy, actually. If you're pro-life, you can't be pro-death penalty. I don't know how that comports. But also, they teach you in law school it's a matter of deterrence. It doesn't deter anyone. Anybody who's crazy enough to bury a person they just raped and shot alive is not going to deter. That's just not, and it's economically inefficient in a criminal system that's becoming too much of a burden. And Gareth's point is right. There has been, in our history, not enough science to exonerate people who were innocent. That's just not who we are.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Gara LaMarche.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Contest from Facebook. I think we'll try to do it in this half hour because I think we did it yesterday during this hour, didn't we?
We did.
I didn't ask you. I said, how about if you have a limerick, post it at facebook.com/Good Day Show, mm-hmm. Twitter at Good Day, or send it to me, Doug at DougStefan.com. And I think this came from both directions. So we'll have the limerick winner from yesterday and the prize in a matter of moments. University of Connecticut alumni Rick Mastracchio took a break from orbiting the globe on the International Space Station to deliver an address to students graduating from his alma mater. Large black UConn banner, UConn baseball cap floating behind him in the Space Center. Mastracchio hovered between the two spacesuits and what was going on upside down in the in this small little, have you seen the inside of the space station? Pictures of it?
I've seen pictures, yes.
I think we'd all go bananas because there's not a lot of space in there, and people that are up there spend a lot of time. I think the...
Isn't it ironic it's called the space station?
How's that?
It doesn't have space. There's not a lot of space.
Yeah. Anyway, so Mastracchio gives an address to the 400 graduates and the 5,000 people who are at the University of Connecticut for graduation. One of the interesting things, he said, I could not be there with you on this big day, but being out in space, I was trying to figure out how to make this speech different than all the other commencement addresses that are given every year. And then I realized I'm in a weightlessness environment, so I should give this speech in a different situation, and that is right here. He's 54 years old on an 8-month stint.
Wow.
In the space station. Some have been up there for 400 plus days. Floated upside down.
Up there, don't you?
Well, this is what they showed.
And how do you come back?
It's going to be a different kind of world. There's a lot of laughing and cheering going on. The graduates and their families watching this video. He was spinning upside down and tried to get in the upright position so he could deliver the address. He said, I probably have the best job on the planet and off the planet. The dean of the engineering school who set up the speech from space, Kazem Kazarunian, said many of us, faculty, students, inspired to become engineers because of space exploration, this is a perfect way to bring that reality to our dreams. So, God love him. What a great story that is. Speaking of a fellow named Kazim Kazmarian, the name that Casey Kasem was born into was not Casey Kasem. His real name is very Armenian, and I never could pronounce it. I want to say it's Karem, something similar to what the professor's name was. Do you remember?
That's why he's changed it to Casey Kasem.
Yes, right, exactly. So now there's an investigation going on, Jennifer, into the whereabouts of Casey Kasem. You may remember last year there was a big to-do because his family was not being allowed to see him. Mm-hmm. He's 82, suffers from advanced Parkinson's disease, can't speak, and has been in various medical facilities chosen by his wife, his current wife, Jean Kasem. So the children are upset because they don't know where he is. So what's the speculation on where he is?
Well, I guess the Superior Court judge yesterday ordered a court investigator and Adult Protective Services to find out where he is because the lawyer for Jean Kasem says that he's out of the country. But the speculation is that she's moved him to an Indian reservation. So technically he is out of the country, but he's still in the country.
Right. Why would she move him, I suppose, would be the question.
She doesn't want him to be near the kids for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And Carrie Kasem, there's three kids that are really kind of taking on the effort here. There's two girls and a boy. Julie and Carrie are the girls. And Carrie and Julie were in court yesterday saying, look, we had an agreement with Jean. Julie had struck an agreement with Jean and had seen her dad a couple of times, and then she just stopped letting him come again and moved the poor guy.
So who are the crazies here? Is Jean Kasem a crazy or are the children crazy?
I don't know. Jean Kasem says she's being vilified, but it sure seems like the kids are on his side in all of this.
Mm-hmm. So, and bringing him to an Indian reservation reminds me, he probably, as the host of American Top 40, introduced the song Indian Reservation any number of times.
Probably.
Right.
But Carrie has now been given temporary conservatorship until the end of June, when she could be granted full custody of him if they can find him.
Right. That's, I shouldn't laugh about it. It's pretty sad reality. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a few minutes. Medical update, including another MERS victim has been found. The affliction last week the fellow came back, or a couple of weeks ago, to Indiana from the Middle East, and he had the MERS syndrome, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome is what it is.
Florida has it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Donald Sterling, yesterday, or last night, appeared with Anderson Cooper, and he was apologizing for hurting people. There are some excerpts that we have. I think maybe let's start with the 1302, and let's listen to three or four of his attempts to clarify what he meant.
Did you know you were being recorded?
No, of course not. Of course not. No.
Do you know when it was recorded? Were you together in a room with Vistaviano?
Yes. Well, I remember some of the dialogue in a living room.
So it was just you and her in the room?
And just the two of us, yes.
So you didn't know she was recording, or there was a recording device?
No, I didn't know she was recording. And she was talking so strange all of a sudden about politics.
All right. Here, Mr. Sterling, with Anderson Cooper, attempts to clarify why he used the term the blacks.
One of the things that I said was, don't bring blacks to my game. Well, there's 25% of my whole game are black people, and I love them. She would always use the word black. That's a black girl. That's a black guy. This is black. That's black. So when she said to me, I'm going to bring four gorgeous black guys to the game, players she was referring to, either football or basketball, I was a little jealous maybe.
When did she say that?
Just before. And I said to her, don't bring them to the game. Because of my jealousy, I mean, in any event, she never brought anybody to the game. It was like she was baiting me just to say things.
So you're saying she, before the recording that we heard, she had said she was going to bring four black players, and she specifically said black players.
Yes.
And you're saying that's what this conversation sparked from, stemmed from?
Yes. And so I used her words. I mean, I really have to apologize to all the people that have been hurt. For them to hear that I'm a possible racist is so painful to me, because I'm not a racist, and I've never been a racist.
Huh. So are you buying it, Jennifer, or not?
Oh, I'm buying. I don't buy that he's not a racist. I think that he is a racist, but I also think a lot of people are.
What do you base that on?
Just some of the stuff. If you're not someone who is a racist, you don't probably say the stuff that he said. But I don't think he's any more racist than anybody else. I mean, I believe that we all have a little racist in us. I think it's how you act on it. Mm-hmm.
So how do you act, and how do you demonstrate your racism?
Well, I don't. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think, and I've said this to you before, I think anybody who says that they are 100% not racist are a bunch of liars. I think everybody in their mind classifies people in certain ways. The way that you can act like a Christian and the way that you act like a moral person or someone who, you know, not necessarily a Christian, but just anybody with good moral faith and background realizes that you get to know the person instead of just judging them on the set of characteristics that your mind puts them in. But I think when you just see people on the street, you definitely put people into certain groups, don't you, Doug?
I think when you put people into certain groups, I think that's the way, not necessarily
it's how
just
we process
humanity,
things by nature, yeah.
I think we have the ability to get along better than we do, most of us, because we don't try to see the other person's point of view, depending on race, religion sometimes. Sometimes it's size. There are all kinds of things that separate us, or we can allow, if we want, certain things to separate us. I'm smarter than you. I'm stronger than you.
Exactly. It's not
I'm older
always a
than
race
you.
Thing.
I mean, it's everything.
By people, by the way people look, by the way who they're with. I mean, we judge people, and we don't mean, I mean, I never mean to judge
people.
We're
very judgmental.
But we are. We're judgy. Now he might be, I do believe he's unsavory. I believe he's more racist than some people, but I think that he was baited, for sure. I do believe him when he says that he was baited and that he was put on that recording for a reason.
Mm. All right. Thoughts? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. If you have some of this stuff that you're following, Jen, you want to bring up, you want to watch and see what it is that people really are thinking about these various issues, and you want to be the keeper of the castle because Kenny's not here today. Help yourself. All right, Tammy.
You could just ask me to keep an eye on social media.
I could have done that, yeah, but I was sort of processing in my head what Terry was calling for. Hi.
Hi. I have a question here, statement. It's only the blacks that cause all the problems. If Donald Sterling would have said, don't bring the Germans, don't bring the Belgians.
Yeah, but you see, it's a different, when you talk about ethnicity or country of origin, it's different. And I don't know why the interpretation is different, but it just is. Skin color comes across differently in prejudice than does don't bring the Germans, the Italians, don't bring the Russians, don't bring a Jew, don't bring a Muslim. It's different. It feels different to people. So, yes, what you're saying, many people feel and think, but that doesn't seem to be the way popular culture interprets it. You may be different than most, and if you are, I guess that's a good thing. But most people, for whatever the reason, I think we've been culturally taught to think this way, in fact. Haven't we? I mean, think about it. What the lady's saying makes sense. Why do we? It's back to what we were saying before. Thank you for the call. It's what we were saying before, Jennifer. It all is about however you look at these things, what your situation is. You know, I mean, you've dated a lot of Jewish women. Okay. You've dated a lot of black women. You've dated a lot of black men. You've dated a lot of Christians, and you're Jewish. I mean, whatever it is, why are we different? We really are. The Genome Project proved that every human being on the planet is 99.4% the same.
Things.
Yeah, nature has been. I wonder if that's part of the eternal question that's put forth to us by the greater power, the higher power. We don't understand why it is that we are like this, but we have lots of lessons to learn when it comes to this very thing. In a moment, Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us with an overview of a couple of important things, including whether we have to worry about this latest MERS victim coming right up here on Good Day.
It's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh. And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. For more quality moments along the way, because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com and Mobil.com for more details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman is with us, as he is every week at this time. Dr. Hoffman's website is drhoffman.com, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. Ron, the latest MERS victim. Do you want to explain again for folks what the MERS virus or problem is? And with the fellow sort of recuperating that went back to Indiana a week or so ago, is this latest MERS victim somebody or something that we should be concerned about, or is this just another media play, news media play?
Well, it is concerning, Doug, because this is now extending to our shores from the Middle East, where it's based. Actually, this is a virus that has affected several hundred people, principally in Saudi Arabia, but also it's spread to several dozen countries. And it kills between a quarter and a third of the people who contract it. It's actually kind of like a souped-up version of the cold virus. It belongs to the same viral family as the cold virus, but also belongs to the same family as the SARS virus that was a serious threat in China.
Mm-hmm.
And what this represents is transmission to a healthcare worker. You know, working as a doctor in the United States ain't what it used to be.
No.
And you can make a heck of a lot more money going over to Saudi Arabia and working over there. You know, sometimes three and four and five times as much as you make as a primary care doctor.
Are you announcing something on the air? You're leaving for Saudi Arabia. Is that true or not?
Not yet. No. Although, you know, phone lines do work from there, so maybe the next week's discussion will be long distance. But the way that this happened is healthcare, U.S. healthcare workers went over there to work and came back, and they got sick over there. This virus does not seem to be passed that easily from person to person. So what they're looking at is they're looking at the people who were in the plane with this person. This person knew that they were coming down with SARS because they knew, I'm in Saudi Arabia, I'm starting to come down with these symptoms. I've been in contact with patients. It may require really close contact with sick patients to transmit this, because it doesn't seem like any of the other people on the three different planes that this American was on are affected, although they're observing them very closely. The concern is that viruses mutate, and sometimes they change in their communicability and their virulence. And so they're on the watch now to see if there's going to be a switch in the ability of the virus to jump from person to person. So that's worrying world health authorities.
It started and is transmitted from a camel. How does a human being get close to a camel and get this?
That's the deal. You know, this is often, though, the way that viruses start. You know, the swine flu, obviously, from pigs.
Yeah.
The bird flu from birds.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly AIDS from gorillas or primates in the jungle. So, you know, stuff happens.
So the people that are dying from the MERS, there were a number of deaths reported last week over in Saudi Arabia. Is it they don't have as good care? If these people, the fellow got in Indiana, is better. The prognostication for the fellow that has it now, this latest victim, is, you know, fairly good. So what's over there that makes it so much harder to survive?
I think it's actually luck of the draw. It may be the condition of a person's immune system or their genetics, because it doesn't appear that you can do very much other than support people, you know, put them on an IV. There are no antiviral medications that really work. And, you know, as you know, most people realize there's nothing much you can do for a flu but wait it out.
Cold. Right, exactly. All right. The latest on MERS from Dr. Ron Hoffman here on Good Day.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a six-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Dutch Stefan Good Day program. Jennifer and I and all of you will be better off. You'll be more intelligent after spending some time here for several reasons. The first of which is our daily reporter Shelley Palmer here talking with you about Amazon and Twitter teaming up to improve your online shopping experiences. Man, this ought to be pretty interesting because Amazon seems to be the number one shopping experience for lots and lots and lots of people. Mm-hmm. And Twitter, I'm trying to figure how we could buy something in 140. Is it characters or words? It's characters, right?
Characters,
140,
yeah.
Characters. By the way, what was the magic of that? Why did the founders of Twitter decide, okay, 140 characters, send your message?
Maybe they just liked that. Maybe that was their lucky number.
Yeah. Can you send pictures or anything on Twitter?
Yeah.
Can you? See, I don't. All I do is get the communication, but I haven't. So what's the difference between Twitter, let's say, and Instagram or Pinterest? Or
Instagram doesn't have any, like, limits on text, but Instagram is usually just a picture with a short thing,
note.
Where Twitter is more of a word, you know, like a sentence with a link or a sentence with a picture, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Shelley Palmer enhances you or helps you enhance your online shopping experience. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones
who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon and Twitter have teamed up to give you a new way to shop. If you're scrolling through Twitter and see an Amazon product link to something you want to buy, you can now add it to your Amazon shopping cart by responding to the tweet with the hashtag AmazonCart. To activate this feature, you'll first need to link your Amazon and Twitter accounts, which you can do at Amazon.com/AmazonCart. Any products you tweet or reply to will show up in your cart the next time you visit Amazon.com. You'll also be notified via email and get a reply tweet from @myAmazon to let you know that the item was added to your cart. You save a mouse click and Amazon gets some free advertising powered by you and your tweet. So if you're the type of person who loves to share their shopping excursions with the world and you follow lots of people on Twitter who do the same, remember to start tagging your tweets with #AmazonCart. Follow me on Twitter @ShelleyPalmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
In 1936, Leonard saved big Benjamins on his automobile insurance with Geico. He did the jitterbug all over town.
In 1955, Sally was tickled pink over her savings with Geico. It was super swell.
In 1972, Melissa rode the peace train all the way to San Francisco with her Geico savings. What a groovy time.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
How do you get a crowd fired up this season with the limited time honey ginger kick sauce? Sweet honey paired with a ginger bite. Finger heating up, Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports. At a time when governments are cutting funding for medical research, cancer researchers need everybody's help. There's a new campaign which is raising awareness and raising money in the quest to rid the world of cancer. Brian Osich, I want you to listen to this with him for just a moment.
Every hour, nearly 200 Americans are told they have cancer, and the next thing they hope to hear is, you will survive. Siemens, a leader in healthcare technology solutions, is heading an effort called the Baton Pass, which will raise up to $1 million towards cancer research. The baton is being passed at events across the country and online to raise desperately needed funding for researchers. Siemens General Counsel and cancer survivor, Rosemarie Glazer.
Governments are being more and more judicious about where they spend their money, and it needs private citizens, including corporate citizens like Siemens, to continue that fight against cancer, and this is one way to do it.
The baton includes a GPS tracking system that allows users of the Facebook app to follow its journey during the course of the campaign.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.